We're on the web at WUOL.org, and welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5. I'm your host today, Daniel Gillum, in for Alan Brandt, and am especially happy to be here because we have an interesting Lunchtime Classics today. It's not your usual opera program here at Lunchtime Classics. We have a combination of two schools, the University of Louisville School of Music and also the Karol Szymanowski Academy of Music from Poland. And we have both casts from Poland and the University of Louisville. Also here are their directors, Kim Cherie Lloyd and Michael Ramuk. Now, they will have two shows coming up on November 9th at 8 p.m. and November 11th at 2 p.m. at the Baumhard Theater at Kentucky Center. Michael is here with me, and why don't you give us a little background on the program?
Approximately 18 months ago, the dean of the School of Music, Chris Doan, came back from a trip to Poland, where we already had a relationship, and essentially met with Kim and I and said, we're interested in doing this collaborative opera project with this conservatory in Poland. Whereupon, we talked about the logistics, and then Kim and I went to Poland once to meet the faculty and staff and to talk about the possibilities, and we all sort of agreed that we were going to do this big project. After that, we worked on logistics. We decided upon a show, more or less, The Marriage of Figaro. Then we went to Poland. I was there for 20 days, and Ms. Lloyd joined me after her Carnegie Hall
debut.
Oh, right, okay.
Debut.
And this was in New York City, part of
that
the
That was
Grammar
in New York City,
Award.
Yeah. Part of the Grammar. Yeah. So I was in Poland working with the students, and Kim came and joined me, and then from there we worked with them, and we got a Polish cast. We came back with our own students and cast it, and we're doing it.
Yeah, we essentially have two casts, a Polish cast and a UofL cast, and the intention never was to have a Polish cast perform in and of itself and a UofL cast in and of itself. The intention always was to mix the two. So we brought them here, and we had 3 days of music rehearsals in which we covered all the music and got the recits going. And all the time, Michael and I are looking at them and listening to them. Did a little bit of staging.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Monday, we announced the mixed casts. So now they are in their permanent casts, as it were, and working with their colleagues. And we'll have two fairly similar, although somewhat different, performances of Figaro, because they're two very fine but different casts. So you should get tickets for both.
Okay, and we'll have information about that. Now, music is truly a universal language, but Italian is not. And neither cast speak Italian as their first language.
That was the point. If we had done an opera in English, then the Polish students that don't speak English might be at a different advantage. And, of course, if we did an opera in Polish, well, our students really couldn't. Well, that would take a long time, and they'd be at a huge disadvantage. So we decided, or kind of I probably just said, that we will do an opera in the original language, and they will share that. And so they share Italian.
And you chose The Marriage of Figaro. Well, why this of all of Mozart's operas?
The number in the cast.
Okay.
I think Michael can talk about the set and the costuming and all of that. That probably had something to do with it.
Production aspects had something to do with it. We could do it not necessarily economically, but we could do it in a way in which we could put everything on a plane and then go to Poland.
Now, this is an interesting point. I know the story behind this, but when I asked Michael, how are you going to get all of this to Poland, you said,
we're going to put it on a plane.
Essentially, any plane.
No. Essentially, we are working with UPS, and they have been very nice to us about our special needs, because essentially the day that we close this performance, the set folds down. It's made of vinyl, and it's being printed. And it rolls up, all the costumes, all the wigs, all the makeup, go into boxes. Everything has to be labeled. It goes into a UPS truck, is driven to UPS Monday after we close, goes in a UPS plane Tuesday, and is flown to Warsaw.
Wow. What a production. But you have a chance to hear and see this production on November 9th and November 11th at the Baumhardt Theater. Let's get to some of the music, and we'll talk some more about the show a little later in the program. What are we going to start with?
Well, we're going to start with the two opening duets of Act One. And, of course, we have two Figaros and two Susannas. And if they would come up to the mics right now and introduce themselves, name what you're singing and where you're from. We could do that first,
yes,
and then we'll get some singing.
Yeah, let's hear. We'll start with.
Nathan Wilson. I'm singing Figaro, and I'm from Corning, New York.
Okay, and next?
Hello, I'm Justyna Dyla, and I am from Poland, from Katowice.
My name is Kelly Ballou. I'm from Louisville here, and I'm singing Susanna.
Hello, my name is Jarosław Kitala. I'm from South of Poland, and I'm singing Figaro.
And so the next question is, the quiz now is, who's from U of L and who's from Poland? Yeah? Obviously, just from listening to their speaking voices, four very different voices. So now something that Michael and, well, actually it was Michael's idea, and I've kind of run with it, and he would say probably madly. But when we were in Poland, there were a lot of students auditioning for us to sing, and Michael wanted them all to perform. If they were going to do the workshop thingy with him, they were all going to perform. And so we came up with this idea of a little bell and switching off singers. So we're continuing in that vein, I think, much to the chagrin of our singers, but this is just too much fun. And what you will hear is we will start with one cast, and then somewhere along the way I'm going to ring my little bell, and they will switch. And so you will actually hear the entirety of the first Figaro and Susanna duet, the recitative in the middle, and then the second Figaro and Susanna duet by four different singers. So it should be very, very interesting. So who wants to go first? Why don't we have Nathan's cast go first?
Wonderful. This is on Lunchtime Classics, a duet from The Marriage of Figaro on Classical 90.5.
Dieci, venti, trenta, trenta sei, quaranta tre.
Ora svegli, io sono contento, sembra tanto il verberme, sembra tanto il verberme.
Cinque.
Guarda un po', mio caro Figaro.
Venti.
Guarda un po'.
Trenta.
Guarda un po', guarda adesso il mio cappello.
Trentasei.
Guarda adesso il mio cappello.
Quarantatré.
Guarda un po', mio caro Figaro. Guarda adesso il mio cappello. Il mio cappello, il mio cappello.
Sì, mio cuore, ore più bello. Sembra fatto in ver per te. Sembra fatto in ver per te.
Guarda un po'.
Sì, mio cuore.
Guarda un po'.
Cuore più bello.
Ora sì che io son contento.
Sì, ora sì che io son contento. Ora più bello. Sembra fatto in ver per te.
Che passi un po' qui.
Perché non voglio.
Sei tu mio
capisco perché tanto ti spiace la più comoda stanza del palazzo.
Perch'io sono Susanna e tu sei pazzo.
Grazie, non tanti elogi. Guarda un poco se potresti star meglio in altro loco. Se a caso madama la notte ti chiama, madama ti chiama, din din, din din, in due passi da quella puoi gir. Vien poi l'occasione che vuolmi il padrone, che vuolmi il padrone, don don. Don Don, in tre salvi lo vado a servir.
Così sei fatino il caro contino, il caro, il caro contino, din din, din din, e che monta tre miglia lontan, din din, don don.
Susanna, pian pian, Susanna, pian pian, pian pian, pian pian, pian pian, pian pian.
Ascolta!
Fa presto!
On Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, live here in the performance studios of Classical 90.5 at 619 South 4th Street. Students from the University of Louisville and also from the Karl Szymanowski Academy of Music from Poland, a collaborative production of The Marriage of Figaro. It's all part of the 75th anniversary celebration of the School of Music. With me here in the performance studios, along with a cast of, I think, 18, we have Kim Cherie Lloyd and Mike Ramack, both part of the Opera Theater at U of L, the co-directors, you could say, of this production. Not only do you have an ocean to divide you, but you have the incredible logistics of coordinating a production there and here. How did you do that? How did I assume you just didn't use the phone.
Well, that and the internet. And to some extent, we began to use a Skype program.
Yeah. Skype, okay.
Which is a viewing program that allows you to view via the internet.
So in a way, you're video conferencing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Across the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that helped you in putting together these two productions. Did you have a crew in Poland helping you there?
Well, their faculty. Our
the professor.
The piano.
Yes.
And the voice faculty there. And then actually, Michael will see all his production people. We're taking a number of production people with us, but he'll meet all of them when we get there.
Okay. And now when do you travel to Poland?
January 2nd.
January 2nd.
Yes.
And how long will you be there?
Until the 16th.
16th, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So getting there, setting up the production, doing a few run-throughs and
right. Well, here we've had approximately four weeks of rehearsals and working through things to get things to be in our space. When we go to Poland, we have 4 days.
That's to rehearse the chorus.
Yes.
To
and the orchestra,
mm-hmm. to for them to also to remount the production, to run refreshers, and then we tech 4 days.
Yeah.
Now, in some ways, what you're doing doesn't mimic real life at all in a real world opera scenario, but in some ways it does in that...
Well, it might if you're remounting a production that you've already done.
Okay.
You know, like there's some, and of course I can't think of one right now, but some opera companies that perform in 3 different spaces, so they rehearse it in one place, and then they might move everything and rehearse in the next and rehearse in the next. It's kind of like that, but...
But to have a singer, an American singer or a Polish singer, joining a cast of people from around the world is very typical.
Yes.
In the
right.
opera world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
absolutely.
This is very on target. I assume this wasn't a coincidence.
Well, I mean, we have the relationship with the Polish music school, but the idea of putting together students that are from 2 different cultures and probably speak 2 different languages to share something, music, a production, colleagues, that's the bigger picture. Underneath there's, of course, Mozart, and there's acting, and there's drama, and there's recitative singing, and all of that. Great stuff, but for me, the overlying principle is that we're getting people together that might not otherwise get together, and they're sharing this wonderful experience.
Some lasting friendships probably being
made.
Yeah,
I believe so.
This is the largest production, the collaborative production between the Conservatory and or the Academy of Music and U of L, correct?
So. Yeah.
Well, yes, it's the first opera production.
Right.
We have other faculty members who travel there, particularly Mike Tracy from the jazz program. Mm-hmm. He's mm-hmm. the one who initiated the contact in the first place, and their jazz program benefits by him going over there quite a bit.
Yeah, and Dan Weeks, our tenor on faculty, and Dr. Naomi Oliphant, our associate dean, have gone over and done performances there, and we share some faculty that go back and forth, but in terms of the number of people that are doing this, yes, this is the largest.
Well, let's get on to some more music. Who do we have next?
Now we're going to hear the duet. We like to call it a cat fight. The duet between Marcellina and Susanna. And an interesting thing in terms of training singers, in Mozart, of course, there is recitative. And recitative singing is rather difficult. It's a difficult style to learn to do. It's also difficult if you're dealing with having to understand what you're saying because, as Michael would tell you, in the opera itself, the recitative tells you all about what's going on in the story. Mm-hmm. It's like the dialogue in a musical theater piece.
And it's the plot.
And it's
the plot.
It moves
the action along.
It moves the action. So in addition to having to learn to sing the style, you have to know exactly what you're going to be singing. And we have a couple of techniques that we use to allow the singers to do this. And you will see one in about 2 seconds. Why don't we start with...
You should start.
Yes, with Justina. With Megan and Kelly. And they happen to be with Yarick's cast. We are going by the Figaro. We happen to have an English-speaking Marcellina and an English-speaking Susanna. So they're going to sing this recitative between them and stop before the duet in Italian. And then they're going to turn around and sing it in English so that you know what they're saying.
Oh,
and they're going to kind of
okay.
make it up so that they can. So that's how they learn to figure out what exactly they're saying
uh-huh.
and how to act accordingly. After they're done with the English, they'll go right into the duet, yeah?
In Italian.
Okay.
If you're confused as I am, you'll just have to wait and listen. On Classical 90.5 and during Lunchtime Classics from The Marriage of Figaro.
Tutto intorno ne perso, mi resta la speranza. Susanna si avanza, io vo' provarmi, fin giorni non vedendo, e quella buona per lo vorrebbe sposar, che mi fa bella, ma da Figaro alla fine non può meglio sperarsi, l'argio fetto che lingua, manco mai ne coniunza quanto vuole, prova, questo giudizio, con quei luoghi modesti, con quell'aria pietosa, e poi ripartir, che
okay, now we will hear that in English.
Okay, now the recitative in English.
Everything still I haven't lost, I still have hope. But Susanna is coming, I should try to let me pretend not to see her. And that good Pearl he's going to marry, she's talking about me. But from Figaro, after all, one can't hope for anything better. Money talks. What a tongue! Too bad that everyone knows that it's worth nothing. Brava! Such discretion with those modest eyes. eyes and a compassionate air, and then
maybe I should go.
Such a lovely bride.
Now I'm going to be very evil, and we're going to switch now to our Polish cast, and they're going to do that recitative in Polish, and then go on in Italian singing the duet.
The Polish cast.
The Polish cast. Jeszcze nie wszystko przepadło, nie tracę nadziei, ale nadchodzi Zuzanna, będę udawać, że jej nie zauważę. I tę cnotliwą perłę chcę szczęśliwiec poślubić, bo on nie mama, ale wiadomo jak to Figaro, wszak wyznaje zasady, pieniądze to wszystko. Szary język, wszyscy wiedzą, co ona jest warta. Brawo, cóż za osąd! Jakie skromne oczęta, jaka pokorna postawa, a więcej, może już pójdę, droga narzeczona.
On Classical 90.5 during Lunchtime Classics, we're listening to excerpts from The Marriage of Figaro, and a very unique production of that. If you were a little confused that for that last number, you heard English and Polish and Italian, a wonderful exercise for the mind, hearing the recits in English and Polish, and then switching over to the duet in Italian. Congratulations, wonderful job. I'd love to maybe get a word from one of the students from U of L, your impressions and feelings throughout this production. Who are we talking with? Let's see. We have Susanna and Marcellina, yeah. Who are?
I'm Megan Gebert. I'm originally from Albany, New York. And I'm Kelly Ballou, originally from here.
Okay, and what has it been like studying The Marriage of Figaro with a Polish counterpart and going to Poland in January?
A long process. We started looking at the roles last year, actually, the spring semester. We started studying the roles and preparing for auditions, and it's just been so interesting looking at it. You know, you get this huge score for The Marriage of Figaro, and you're just overwhelmed, but as you get into it, you just realize it's so much fun, and as I've looked at it more and more, I've just gotten more and more excited about the production, and now that the Polish cast is finally here, I'm just so psyched to be totally excited to be getting down to the production here.
Yeah,
so.
You both have probably studied roles before, like Susanna and Marcellina. How mm-hmm. is this time different?
Well, for me especially, upon coming to the University of Louisville, I didn't know before about intentions.
and how you should have intentions for a scene and how that helps build a character. And having specific things that your character wants in the course of a scene and in the whole opera and then line by line really helps to build a character, and it just makes you more comfortable in living as that character and building that character. So.
And I assume you have to be very flexible and able to change at a moment's notice with this different cast.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the bell. That's the whole idea behind the bell, is to keep them on their toes, I guess.
Well, it's partially that, and also to give everybody an opportunity to sing and to do work. We have, as Michael will tell you, now I'm getting less calm, but I'm a little more calm than Michael about rehearsing two casts. It's twice as much rehearsal time. To make sure that everybody gets their stage time and their rehearsal time so that they're feeling comfortable by the time that you open. So it's a way that we started to let everybody sing in Poland, and now here it's just I've really gone mad with the little bell thing. But it really does keep them on their feet, and they're ready to go at any moment.
And the interesting thing for them is that, and we just began to do this week, and that is we separated into two casts. And mm-hmm. from here, they can learn a lot about the role by watching their counterpart. Mm-hmm. I think that some of them have already figured that out, and some of them are beginning to really figure out if they watch the other person perform, they can learn a lot about how they do and how they don't want to perform their character. So it's going to be a tremendous learning experience if they take advantage of it.
Well, and an interesting thing that I've actually never seen done before is when Michael initially stages it, he does it with one set, and then he turns around and said, okay, tell your counterparts what to do. And so then they get together, and the one takes them through all their blocking, and it takes about 4 or 5 minutes, and then the next cast goes and runs it, and we work like that. So it's really very interesting how they're all working together.
Well, sometimes the best way to learn is to teach and
exactly.
show someone else how to do it.
Yeah, no, and they get to see right there in front of them how things are working and how they're staging is working when someone else is doing it. So it's
or
very
not.
Interesting.
Or yes.
not. Yeah.
Or not.
The or not usually happens and is more of like an aha moment. Yeah.
Well, now, if you go to see both performances on September 9th and September 11th.
November 9th,
and November 11th, you will see two different casts.
Two completely
different
casts.
Both with 100% equal time on stage.
Absolutely. Yep. It's the same opera, same music, same recitative. It's kind of the same staging, kind of the same costumes, just two different performances.
Explain, Mike, for our listeners, what the set looks like. This isn't your usual set.
Well, no, but it's based off of a very, very traditional design of the period. In the period, it was all called wing and drop. So essentially, there were drops, and they were raised and lowered. In this particular instance, most of the time, those sets are painted. This time, they're printed. We found a printer who does the banners at U of L, and we found a graphic designer, and literally those sets were printed in about an hour.
Wow.
They were cut, they were grommeted, pocketed, and Velcroed. We have three hard units. It is a comedy, after all, so the doors are very important.
Mm-hmm.
But even those pieces are being built, and all of the ornate pieces that you would normally see painted and or applied are literally vinyl pieces that will be Velcroed to the hard pieces. When we're done, everything will rip right off, roll up, and go to Poland.
And you have to deal with customs because you're going to another country.
Yes, we have to deal with customs, but luckily we have some people at UPS who are really going to be helping with that. I have had some times with customs before when I was working at an opera company, and it was not something I was really looking forward to, and luckily we have a customs broker, so that's good.
Wonderful. Well, we have a new set of singers up here.
Yeah,
so, Kim, explain to us what we're going to hear next.
Yeah, for those in the listening audience, you don't get to see all the musical chairs that's going on as students are going up and down. And yes, we're now going to hear the famous trio from Act 2 with the Count, the Countess, and Susanna. And they will sing the rest. We're going to do everything in Italian. No fussing
okay.
with English or Polish. And we'll endeavor to do it without any breaks. And we will begin, I think, with Michał's cast with the recitative, and then the bell will ring, and then we'll make a switch over. So Michał's cast. And actually, Michał, if you would come.
Yeah, let's hear your name, where you're from.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Michał Szopa. I'm from Poland. I sing the Count. And I also wanted to add one thing, that at the piano we can hear our professor from our academy, Maestro Kazimierz Kryza.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Małgorzata Lasota. I'm from Poland. I sing in opera Contessa Almaviva. I'm Contessa Almaviva.
And we have returning Kelly Ballou.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
And just another note, Michal, at the other end there, does a lot of work for us in terms of the translating.
Oh, good.
And so we certainly appreciate that he's having to think in two languages all at the same time. So
more challenges.
Okay, so recit and terzit from Act Two, yeah?
Che novità, non fu mai vostra usanza di diricuder de v'instanza.
Per, ma io stava qui mettendo.
Via mettendo.
Certa robe era me con la Susanna che in sua camera andata.
Ed ad ogni modo voi non siete tranquilla. Guardate questo foglio.
Nove è il foglio che Figaro gli scrisse.
Cos'è codeste stretto? In gabinetto qualche cosa è caduta.
Io non intesi niente.
Convien che abbiate in gran pensieri mente.
Di che?
L'ave qualcuno.
Chi volete che sia?
Lo chiedo a voi, io vengo a questo punto.
Ah sì, Susanna, appunto.
Che passo mi diceste? Alla sua stanza.
Alla sua stanza, qui non vede bene.
Susanna, e donde viene che siete si turbata?
Per la mia cameriera.
Io lo chiedo a voi, ma turbata senz'altro.
Oh, questo sì, ma più che non turba me, turba voi stesso.
È vero, e lo vedrete adesso.
Che novità, non fu mai vostra usanza di rinchiudere in stanza.
È vero, ma io stavo qui mettendo.
Via mettendo.
Certe robe, era me con la Susanna che in sua camera è andata.
Ad ogni modo voi non siete tranquilla, guardate questo foglio.
È il foglio che Figaro gli scrisse.
Cos'è codesto strepito? In gabinetto qualche cosa è caduta.
Io non intesi niente.
Convien che abbiate gran pensieri in mente.
Di che?
L'ave qualcuno.
Chi volete che sia?
Lo chiedo a voi, io vengo in questo punto.
Ah sì, Susanna, appunto.
Che passò mi diceste alla sua stanza?
Alla sua stanza, qui non vede bene.
Susanna, e donde viene che siete si turbata?
Per la mia cameriera.
Io non sono nulla ma turbata, senz'altro.
Ah, questa serva più che non turba me, turba voi stesso.
È vero, e lo vedrete adesso. Susanna, non vi sortite? Sortite, io così vo.
Fermatevi,
non sortite, sortite, non vo.
E chi vi è tarolosa? Chi?
L'onestà, l'onestà, un abito da sposa, provando io si sta,
chiarissima è la cosa, la
giudizio,
concerte il mio giudizio, concerte il mio giudizio, concerte il mio giudizio, di tante carità.
Senza scandalo alcun di nostra gente, andar io stesso a prenderlo corrente. Attendete pur qui. Ma perché tutto siamo il dubbio distrutto, ancora volte io prima chiuderò.
Imprudenza!
Voi la condiscendenza di venir meco avrete. Madama, eccovi il braccio, andiamo!
Andiamo!
Susanna starà qui finché torniamo!
On Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, you heard some singers from Poland and from Louisville, the University of Louisville School of Music. We have a few folks that we haven't met yet. If maybe we could get a couple names here. Yeah.
I'm Emily Ward, and I'm originally from Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
I'm Jason Mallory. I'm from Columbia, Missouri. I'm playing the count.
All right. And the bell you heard in between that trio was the switching of the cast, and we had both cast a mixture of students from Poland and students from the University of Louisville School of Music. They're going to be performing The Marriage of Figaro November 9th and 11th at Baumhard Theater, and you're getting a preview of that during Lunchtime Classics. Mike Ramack and Kim Sheree Lloyd here from the University of Louisville School of Music. What's so wonderful, I guess, is when you hear the Italian, when you hear the story, they're not Polish, they're not Americans, they're just singing their roles and they're singing their parts. Wonderful way to goodwill, I guess, is the word I'm thinking of, and across the oceans.
Well, I think both casts and both faculties on both sides of the ocean work very hard in diction and Italian and making sure that they're all singing appropriately here. Don Everett Graham, who's a member of our voice faculty, spent a lot of time with our students and also had a session with the Polish students when they came to assist in the diction of Italian. So, but you know, as a singer, as an opera singer, the number one language actually is Italian. So
yeah.
It's good practice for them.
Are there some pitfalls that the Polish students get into with the Italian that's different from the American students? Anything that comes to mind? Any words in particular?
Well, no, what's interesting is I have a tendency to want there are rules, of course, in every language, and there's this rule about rolling R's in Italian, which I disregard at every moment because I think it has to – I like to use it for the dramatic sense. And our students are schooled very well, and they know exactly when they should roll an R and when they shouldn't, and I keep telling them to roll it when it emotionally works, and I think our students roll it less, and then the Polish cast are kind of like I am, and they're rolling their R's whenever it's going to make the moment work. So I think if you were to listen very closely, you might be able to tell U of L students and Polish students by just listening to their R's. But sometimes it's endings, whether it's A, R, O, you know, we get all confused. But no, they kind of share their diction troubles, actually.
Let's talk a little bit about the opera itself. One of Mozart's beloved operas, The Marriage of Figaro. Tell us a little bit about the story, maybe just a short synopsis.
A short synopsis.
I don't think it's possible, but give it a try.
Not really. Well, if you remember from, although written later in terms of opera, the story of the Barber of Seville, which is Figaro. Figaro is the Barber of Seville. He meets Count Almaviva. Almaviva is in love with Rosina, Dr. Bartolo's ward, and Figaro and Almaviva conspire to get Rosina away from Bartolo, and that's the Barber of Seville. They succeed. Now, this is years later. The Count and Rosina are now married, so it's the Count and Countess Almaviva. Figaro has come to work for the Count as his manservant, and the Countess's servant is Susanna. Figaro meets Susanna. They want to get married. There's not a problem with them getting married. However, at the time, there's something called La Prima Notte, which is something that the Count supposedly got rid of, but at this point in his marriage, he has a roving eye, and maybe things aren't going so well with Rosina. And La Prima Notte is in this particular system, whenever a servant of the house gets married, the head of the household can choose whether or not he spends the night with the newly married young lady. And of course, Susanna doesn't want that, and neither does Figaro. And the Countess was feeling very dejected and not loved. They all conspire to catch the Count and to get him to stop all of this behavior. That's essentially it. There are lots of subplots, and there are lots of other characters. You find out that Figaro isn't his parents. He doesn't know who they are, but we find out who they are. All sorts of other twists and turns.
And a madcap page in the middle of puberty.
Yes, an adolescent boy running around the household with lots of women.
Who's played by a girl?
It's a pants role, so it's a mezzo-soprano. Right. It would take a lot more time if we went scene by scene, but that's it in a nutshell.
A convoluted Mozart plot,
yeah,
as usual, and appropriately enough for such a complex production you are doing, for such a complex opera. Well, let's hear some more.
Yeah, so if we can have the singers for the sextet, please.
The sextet.
Yeah, this is the moment in which later in the opera, Figaro finds out who his parents are. And as it turns out, and this all comes about because Marcellina wants to marry Figaro. And Figaro doesn't want to do that. As we find out, Figaro, in talking about his heritage, says, well, I was a foundling, and I have this thing on my arm. And Marcellina says, on your right arm? And he says, yes. And she goes, oh, my gosh. And he says, what? Oh, my gosh. She says, well, and pointing at Bartolo, Dr. Bartolo, this is your father, and I'm your mother. And so Figaro finds out that he is the son of Marcellina and Bartolo. And so it gets more and more confusing.
And the Count does not like this because he counted on Figaro having to marry Marcellina so he could abscond with Susanna.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, before we get to the sextet, let's meet a few more of our singers who are new to the stage.
Miho.
Miho.
Hello, I'm Miho Borkowski, and I sing Basilio and Don Curzio.
Okay.
And he's one of the few that actually doing it in both casts.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hi, I'm Andrzej Nowicki. I'm from Poland, Krakow, and I'm singing Bartolo.
Hello, I'm Aleksandra Chruby. I'm from Poland, and I'm singing Marcellina.
Yes, and we can have some U of L students that haven't been introduced yet also.
Hello, I'm Scott Sandersfeld. I'm from originally Mankato, Minnesota, and I'm singing Bartolo.
I think that's everybody.
Okay, so we have about 12 folks up here.
Yeah.
Both cast.
Uh-huh. And so they're going to sing the recitative right before the sextet. That's for six singers. And somewhere in there, I'm going to ring this bell, and we'll have a switch off.
All
okay?
right, we'll
and this
the bell.
Will be sung in Italian.
On Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, The Marriage of Figaro Sextet.
Ed eccise la lite, o pagarla o sposarla, ora ammottite.
Io respiro,
ed io moro,
alla fine sposio sarò d'un uom d'oro.
Eccellenza m'appello, è giusta la sentenza, o pagar o sposar, bravo Don Curzio.
Bontà di sua eccellenza.
Che superba sentenza.
In che superba.
Siam tutti vendicati,
io non la sposerò.
La sposerai.
O pagarla o sposarla, lei t'appresta 2000 pezzi duri.
Son gentiluomo,
e senza l'assenso dei miei nobili parenti.
Dove sono? Chi sono?
Lasciatam con cercarli dopo 10 anni e spero di trovarli.
Quale che bambin trovato?
No, perduto, dottor, anzi rubato.
Come?
Cosa?
La prova.
Il testimonio.
L'oro, le gemme e i ricamati panni che nei più teneri anni i ritrovai radosso, i mastadieri sono indici veri di mia nascita in lustre e soprattutto questo al mio braccio impresso gerolitico.
Una spatola impressa a braccio resto.
E voi chi dite?
Oddio, ed esso?
È ver, sono io.
Chi?
Tirapir.
Presso un castello.
Ecco tua madre.
Balia.
No, tua madre.
Sua madre.
Cosa sento?
È tutto padre. Mi conosci questo presso una madre amato figlio.
Padre mio, fate lo stesso, non mi fate più arrossire.
Si stenta la coscienza, pare non lasciare il tuo desir.
E suo padre,
sono smarrito,
e la sua madre,
sono smarrito,
Imeneo,
non sai di qua partire.
Figlio amato,
saremo sti amati.
Alto, alto, signor conte, mille donne son qui pronte a pagarvi il nome figlio ed a porto in libertà.
Non sappiamo la cosa bella cosa osserva te.
Non è quella sposa, giusti lei, che in te del tuo, che in te del tuo, lascia il tuo,
no tressa,
lascia il tuo,
no tressa, senti, oh cara, senti, senti,
senti questa,
è una sera
sogno.
In questo momento,
pensavi
va bene.
On Classical 90.5 and during Lunchtime Classics, we heard a two-cast from The Marriage of Figaro, a production of the University of Louisville School of Music and the Karl Szymanowski Academy of Music in Poland, an international production here on Classical 90.5. We heard the bell there to remind our listeners. The bell signaled the changing of the cast from one sextet to another, both sextets, including a combination of Polish and American singers. Kim Sheree Lloyd here with me, and Mike Ramek from the University of Louisville Opera Program. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
What else are we going to hear today?
Well, we will close with probably a duet that has been made famous by many things, but I think there was a movie, what was the name of that movie? Shawshank Redemption, in which in the prison house they put this recording of Mozart on, and this is the very duet that they heard. So we're going to hear the recitative and then the duet Solaria, and we have two countesses and two Susannas up here. Anybody want to go first?
They're all looking.
Jumping up really fast.
Emily, come on.
Good. Yeah. And after we hear this, we'll hear more about how to buy tickets and sure. When to see this program.
Yeah, and you'll hear the bell again because we'll make the switch.
All right.
Yeah?
Cosa mi pare e che ne dissi con me dissi il giovane fronte il dispetto e la rabbia chiaro che meglio lo premo in gabbia dove l'appuntamento che tu li provvedesti in giardino se si apri un luogo scrivi che io scriva ma signora e scrivi dico e tutto io prendo su me stessa canzonetta sull'aria sull'aria che thank you.
on Lunchtime Classics here at Classical 90.5, live in the Performance Studios at 619 South 4th Street. We heard a couple duets from The Marriage of Figaro, and a performance that you can hear coming up this November. And Kim Sherry Lloyd and Mike Ramack here of the U of L Opera Program. When can we see the production?
It opens on November 9th and performs the 9th and the 11th.
Now, this is not at U of L, but at the Kentucky Center for the Arts, Baumhard Theater?
That's correct.
And tickets go on sale. They're on sale now.
Yep.
800-775-7777.
Whatever
the local number is, 584-7777.
Right, at the Kentucky Center box office. You can purchase them through there. Tickets are $20 for the public, $10 for U of L students and faculty.
So it might be worth seeing both performances.
I think it's the best value for your dollar to buy a ticket for both Friday night and Sunday afternoon.
And just so you know, we will be using super titles, although through their acting, you will be able to tell every moment of action.
Well, I was watching, and for our listeners, of course, I have to explain that they're not doing a complete staging and acting, but what's so funny is that the comedic element is there just in their facial expressions. So I think when you go and see the performance, Mozart's comedy is amplified when you, I think we'll see the acting and the physicality of it.
Yes, when you see people running around and doors being opened and closed, et cetera, and guys being dressed up as girls, and et cetera, the comedy comes out.
Yes, and it will be fast-paced.
Yes.
Well, it's very exciting, and we thank you all for being here, cast of around 18 from Poland and from the University of Louisville School of Music, here on Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5. You can visit our website at WUOL.org to find out more about our Lunchtime Classic series. 584-7777 for tickets for The Marriage of Figaro, November 9th and November 11th. Thank you all for being here today.